This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You are in the parking lot at Arrowhead Stadium, or GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. It's wild card playoffs. Your team, the Kansas City Chiefs, are playing the Miami Dolphins in what is looking to be one of the coldest games of all time. You have been up all night long trying to think of the funniest thing to write on your chest. And at 4:42 in the morning, it finally hit you. So you get up, you get out your permanent marker, and you write, "Tua is a bitch," in big letters across your chest. You see it, and you think to yourself, perfect. There you are. You're at the tailgate.
Whoa, hey, stop, man. I got to read what's on your chest.
Oh, yeah, dude, go for
read it. Read it, brother.
My God, the genius of it. That might be the funniest thing I ever seen.
What's funny about it is you got to admit it's true.
Oh, yeah, it is funny because it's true. It's fun. Hey, you know who you should write for? You should write for the Joe Rogan Show.
Man, I keep fucking sending him pitches, and he says, and I get a response back every time being like, you're too much, you're too out there.
Wow, I bet you are, man. Even Joe's like,
yeah, he's like,
too real,
you're too
for
wild.
It.
I got ribs.
Hey, man, what?
I got ribs.
We got ribs? Hot or cold?
Oh, I mean, I'm pulling them off the grill hot, but as soon as I put them up in the air, they freeze immediately.
Yeah, that does seem like a barbecue popsicle, sort of.
Which barbecue sauce are you using? From where?
I make it myself.
Ooh.
You may know
what
me.
What style?
My name is KC Masterpiece.
KC Masterpiece.
Yes, Masterpiece.
Legacy.
Yeah, from, you know, of course, it was a slave name. It's German, from the German family, Masterpiece. Masterpiece. I'm KC Masterpiece.
So it's a slave name, but that's not where the element master comes from. You're saying it comes from a German name.
Yes, it's a German thing, yeah.
Okay. Wow, yeah. I mean, I'd love to try your popsicles, Mr. Masterpiece.
Yes, of course.
Ribsicles.
Right. Ribsicles.
All right, now, as soon as I pull them off the grill, they're piping hot. But you guys got to eat them fast.
And eat them fast.
Maybe,
okay.
Maybe get them lukewarm. Here you go. Oh, hey. What does that say on your chest?
That's right here.
Tua
it says,
is a bitch. I love it.
That's really funny.
You should write for Alex Jones.
He sends me offers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, my tongue froze to the rib. Sorry, it's stuck. I can't get it off, Mr. Masterpiece.
Here, drink some of this hot vinegar. Drink some of this vinegar. Right.
It's frozen solid in the container.
All right, well, drink some of this bleach. Drink some of this vodka. It don't freeze.
All right, good.
There you go.
So you finish your 15th Boulevard Space Camper Cosmic IPA, and you head inside into the stadium, and you're feeling a little nervous. It's pretty cold. You're thinking to yourself, should I really be keeping my shirt off this entire time? Well, I'll take it off. We'll see how the crowd likes the funny thing you wrote on your chest. And if they like it, you'll keep it off. So there you are. Take off the shirt, and the crowd goes nuts.
Stomp, stomp.
Yeah!
Stomp, stomp, clap. Stomp, stomp, clap.
Yeah.
Stomp, stomp, clap.
We love his chest. His chest. Man.
You
hey,
have
mister.
Never felt such pride in your life. What is that, son?
Mister, do me a favor. Never put on your shirt again.
Tears fill in your eyes.
Okay, of course, son. I never will. I promise you that.
Thanks, mister. They say I got one day to live.
This is a promise I'm going to keep.
Thanks.
You send the little fella on his way, and you pull up your phone. You pull up a picture of you and your dad at your first Chiefs game together. You're both shirtless. He's got written on his chest, Stan Humphries is an asshole.
I don't even get that.
And you start tearing up because you think about the good times with your pop. And you know that you're going to scream extra loud tonight, make him proud. The game's going and the Chiefs are fucking rolling. You look up into the press booth and you see Taylor Swift is doing this crazy thing. She's teaching everyone how to swag surf.
Oh, God.
You're having the time of your life, but your nipples are starting to really hurt. Like, really hurt, but you're thinking about, maybe I should put my shirt back on. Like, it's cold. But the moment you start to, the crowd starts booing, getting real riled up.
Mister.
Oh, hey, I thought you had gone home.
No, now I only got 1 hour to live because you okay. Put your shirt back on.
The shirt's off.
Thanks.
You fast forward 3 weeks. The Chiefs, Super Bowl champions. But ever since that night, your nipples have just hurt so, so bad. It's like you're still there practically. So you go and
honey,
talk to your doctor.
Honey?
Oh, what? Oh, wait, oh, but first your wife's going to give you some shit.
I was just wondering if you're ready to go back to doing nipple play or not.
No, I can't. They fucking hurt.
Well, what if I put the hooks in the oven?
Stop
at, like,
pressuring me all the time to do the nipple play stuff.
You knew what this was when we got married. You knew what I wanted. I was up front.
You just love me for my very long, very cylindrical nipples.
And I've never minced words about that. You need to go see a doctor.
Okay, I'm off. I'm off now. Fucking bitch. Hi, Doc.
Hey, how you? Wait a minute. Don't I know you from somewhere?
I'm the two is a bitch guy.
Wow, I was there. I was selling ribs. I'm Dr. Casey Masterpiece.
Oh, holy shit. Yeah, I am. What are your ribs?
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Those nipples, they're done for. Look what? At them. Black as night.
But this is the only thing my wife, this is the only reason she's with me.
Yeah, and I think, prepare for divorce, I would say. Also, we're going to have to amputate those and we're going to have to close up the holes. Now, the issue, I think people just think nipples are funny on men and super sexy on women. But yeah, they actually are. We need them. There's a lot of veins connected to them and things like that. And if you cut off those,
I know
blood
they're
vessels,
practical. My father-in-law, whenever I go to visit him, he always asks if I could milk him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't, but there is blood flowing through those that you need.
I've known the man 20 years, and every year he still asks me.
My advice to you would be to get your affairs in order, because it's not going to be long. You're going to be joining that young boy who you kept your shirt off for.
He died?
He froze right after that game, yeah.
He didn't even die from the complications of his disease? He
didn't make it home in time to do that. He froze in the parking lot.
Didn't make it home in time to die.
Hey, sorry, I was just walking by the examination room. I'm in charge of coming up with the title of the new James Bond movie, and what you just said, I think, was perfect.
What was it?
He didn't make it home in time to die.
That spoils the movie.
All right. Well, I also love that other thing you said about nipples are funny on men. Maybe I'll just go with that.
Yeah, nipples are funny on men and sexy on women.
All right. So I could use that title, no charge from you, Mr. Masterpiece?
as long as you buy some ribs.
Oh, all right. I mean,
hi,
I
welcome to the red carpet. We are here at the premiere of Nipples Are Sexy on Women But Funny on Men, the newest James Bond movie. And we've got our James Bond right here, Mr. Michael Keaton.
Hey, thanks for having me. A lot of people said I was too old for this and I had kind of wasn't British. But I think it's time that a little boy in Pittsburgh be able to go to a James Bond movie and see himself on screen.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
I think so. I think so.
Because Mr. Keaton, how tall are you?
5'6". I didn't know that I was short until I saw myself on the Oscars last night standing next to an actress and made a mental note of, wow, I'm shorter than I imagined.
That's why I asked, Mr. Keaton.
Who was that I had actress the same that relation. I was standing next to? Who was that?
I think it was Catherine like O'Hara. Field?
Oh, yeah, it was Catherine O'Hara, and I was basically the same height as her. That's who it was.
Because it's I'm shorter than Catherine O'Hara Day.
I mean, I'm glad we did that, because it was either that or, like, Nipple Day or Frostbite Day. So people are going to see that title and eagerly tune in.
They're going to want to know. They're going to want to know what this is all about. And they're not going to be disappointed.
They won't. They won't.
Yes, of course. It's our free agent bonanza show.
Free agent bonanza. Free agent bonanza and our big blowout frenzy.
What did you call this, Ryan? The tampering period?
Today is the legal tampering period where teams can negotiate with agents and come to agreement on deals. But they are not allowed to officially sign anything until Wednesday when the new league year starts. But so we've had like a ton of new contracts that have been agreed to and a lot of moving and shaking going on. I've just now seen breaking news here at the Foosballs news desk. The Patriots are re-signing wide receiver Jalen Reagor to a one-year deal.
Wow. That is a bombshell that you're hearing first on Foosballs, assuming that you didn't hear it between when we record it and when this comes out about 30 hours from now.
Also, Jacoby Brissett is headed back to Boston, baby.
Let's talk about this for a second because I feel like it's a two-parter on that. Jacoby Brissett returning to the Patriots. Mac Jones departing via trade. The Mac Jones era in New England is over. He's headed to the Jags.
The Jags to back up old Trevor Lawrence.
Presumably to back up. I think that's a safe bet. I'm glad that the Patriots didn't go straight from one. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like the Packers have pulled off again. The Patriots, they struck out. They struck out.
Yeah, as they should.
Remember there was a moment, like, late in his rookie year when it was like, he might be rookie of the year. He's actually pretty good.
Yeah, he looked like the best quarterback of the five.
Did he ever really, though, or was that just the narrative? Because I also remember a game that year where it was like 3-0 or something.
Oh, yeah. He attempted two passes. They won.
Yes, and they won.
Yeah, I think one, the 2021 quarterback draft class is going to go down in history as really sucking ass.
Who else is that class?
Yeah, Zach Wilson,
oof.
Trey Lance,
oof.
Trevor Lawrence, who's, you know, considering
fine.
The hype, it hasn't lived up to that.
Yeah.
Not his fault. Justin Fields, which is starting to look not great. And Mac Jones.
I mean, what's happening with him? Not that Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta and then Gardner Minshew is going to Las Vegas. So where is Justin Fields going to land?
We don't know. Yeah, that was a big one today. Kirk Cousins adding to his deep, deep pockets. 4 years, $180 million for Kirk Cousins.
Wow.
He really mediocre. He really slightly above averaged his way to a lot of money, man.
That's a game manager right there.
That is a game manager. That's... He'll be almost 40 when this deal ends. I mean, maybe he's, listen, he's set up to succeed because everything but the quarterback position on that Falcons offense is pretty damn good.
Or so we've been told.
No, it's true. Kyle Pitts is good. It's true.
Ryan, so you are a Kyle Pitts non-believer, right?
No, I mean, we haven't seen it yet, but I am a believer in his talent. I was hoping that the Chiefs would trade for him. But we haven't, like, until we see it, I don't think we can say that he's great. Him or Drake London or even Bijan,
yeah. Well, maybe. I mean, this is their chance. I do think this is good. I mean, obviously would have liked them getting Fields, too. But I think this is good for all of them to get Kirk Cousins and to be rid of Arthur Smith, frankly.
Yeah, I'm curious so to see what this, this offense looks like. So what it sounds like for Fields, what it sounds like his trade value obviously has gone way down. It sounds like they might like have to trade him for like a fourth or a fifth. Just, I guess, the way he's viewed in the league is as he's still a big project. It sounds like maybe his best bet is to go somewhere where there's a quarterback firmly entrenched. Maybe try to do like what Mitch Trubisky did, which was go back up a superstar quarterback and a good offense and then have that just kind of let your like your cred kind of just gets built up even without doing anything. Like Trubisky was able to get a good deal from the Steelers. So I've heard some like maybe backing up Jalen Hurts. I've heard Chiefs chatter because the Chiefs are looking for a new backup quarterback. And that now, could possibly be used in certain packages. But
he's got 1 year left on his rookie deal, which I imagine is not quite like $10 million, but in the $6-7 million range. Like, wouldn't it be? Let's see.
Something like that, maybe.
Yeah, I get why the price tag is a little lower because you only get him guaranteed for 1 year. It's a little pricey for a backup. If he does well, then you have to give him a bag immediately.
You're taking a flyer. Like it's the same thing that you did with, I guess, Josh Rosen's situation was a little bit more. He had more years on his deal, so that made, I guess, a bit more sense. But Fields has shown more. Like there's something obviously there.
Absolutely.
He's at least like super dangerous with his legs. He's put up record numbers running the ball as a quarterback. So there's obviously something there to work with. But I guess just kind of the job openings and philosophy, just nothing's lined up for him.
So he's owed $6 million in 2024. If you wanted to exercise an option on it, even if you wanted to just option him for one more year to find out, that would be $25 million.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to give him a bag or not. If I were him, I'm looking at Baker Mayfield and being like, that's what I'm trying to pull off because Baker just got paid.
Baker's way better than him, though, I feel like.
Right now, for sure.
Yeah.
But like 2 years ago, Baker was like backing up, you know, I don't even remember.
Getting benched on the Panthers.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold.
So like, I've always been a bit of a Baker defender. But yeah, like there have been points when Baker looked downright bad. So
I'll say this. What I felt about the Carolina benching of him was that they were really trying to make Sam Darnold work.
True.
And it was, that might have been a scheme thing. That might have been a coach's decision that was kind of garbage, like some political type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up a lot to trade for Sam Darnold, right?
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
Whereas
that's why he was on the field.
The Browns basically gave away Baker, if I remember correctly. All right, so I'm looking at the CBS free agent tracker. We've covered Kirk Cousins, number two on their list. First of all, I'm just using this list for reference. I have a lot of disagreements with the ways they've ranked these guys, so don't put that on me. But I do agree with number two, Ryan, Chris Jones. There was a lot of fear that you guys were going to lose him, and instead you re-signed 5 years, 160. How do you feel as a Chiefs fan?
I think it's great. Like we, you know, essentially the way we're heading into the offseason, it seemed like we had two choices. We could keep either Chris Jones or L'Jarius Sneed. L'Jarius Sneed, younger player, kind of still ascending. Chris Jones has probably hit his peak. Not sure if he's on the way down yet or not. But we're pretty deep at cornerback, defensive tackle. We've got nothing. Literally, we've got Neil Farrell on the roster, and I think a guy named Isaiah Bugs
Former Steeler, I think.
I know him as a guy who I think eats bugs.
Draft class. That's a solid name, though. Isaiah Bugs. Do you think he got bullied for that?
Probably. He's a defensive tackle. Probably.
Yes, probably not, actually. Good point. well, you did also franchise tag Legarius Sneed, right?
Yeah, but I think it's pretty much a foregone conclusion now that
he's going to move, right? Yeah, he's going to be.
They're going to trade him.
Like the tag. Tag and trade is, I feel like, pretty smart for teams. You know, like
it doesn't happen as often as you think.
Can you explain that to the listeners who don't understand what franchise tagging is? And it's me. I'm one of the listeners. I never have gotten the point of it because players don't. All I've known is that players don't like it. And
so basically,
teams do.
Basically, as a team, you have a right to designate someone a franchise tag, which means like if you can't come to an agreement, you tag them. It's basically like giving them a one more. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ryan. Giving them a one more year of an extension. To try and either trade them or just get the last good year out of them or then sign them to another long-term contract. Players don't like it because they want to get the long-term contract. The trade-off is it's a pretty big salary. So, like, Legarius Sneed's getting $19.8 million. So I think it's based on, like, the players at your position, like the top earners.
Yeah, it's like the average of, like, the top five earners at that position. So, yeah, if it's for unrestricted free agents. So their contracts have ended. And they haven't come to a new deal with their team. So the team can franchise tag them. That would essentially keep them on the roster for one more year at a salary that's like on average of the top five players at their position.
So if you tagged a quarterback, you're going to have to pay him like nearly $50 million. If you tag a punter, it'll be like five.
Yeah. And then there's different, I think, levels of tag. But basically, it doesn't necessarily mean that a player is like, they've got no other options. Another team, I believe, can sign that player, but they do have to give up trade compensation. So it essentially becomes a trade. And I think it can be like two first-round picks, something like that. Like there's varying levels of it.
Yeah. That's so weird because that's a – like I'm an unrestricted free agent. I should be able to do what I want to do.
Technically,
it's a little bit more like being a restricted free agent once they tag. But you can only do it to one guy a year, right?
You can only do it to one guy a year. And then usually you do it kind of, and then the player doesn't have to sign the tag, their franchise tag tender at any point. Really, they usually try to hold out until the season starts because then they start missing paychecks. But usually the idea is you're doing it in good faith to negotiate a new contract. If a player decides to play out the year on the tag and the year comes back around again, the team can tag them again, but this time it's not the top 5% of the salary. Now it's like something insane. Now you're essentially being like you're getting a 1-year deal and being the highest paid player at that position. And so you rarely ever see a player get tagged twice. That's why they didn't tag Chris Jones.
Yeah. Speaking of getting tagged and then wanting out, the same thing is happening to the number 10 player on CBS's list, T. Higgins.
Number 10?
He requested a trade.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why he's number 10. And they're losing Tyler Boyd, too. So suddenly this, like, extremely deep receiving group in Cincinnati is getting whittled down to just Jamar Chase. Now, if you're going to be just one good receiver, Jamar Chase
is where you could be.
Yeah, but wonder what they'll get in return for him. Are the Chiefs still in on trying to get T. Higgins, you think?
And Cincinnati would never in a billion years trade as T. Higgins, even for a first-round pick. I don't think it would happen.
I think 32.
I think the Chiefs are looking at – I think they're going to maybe go after Hollywood Brown. That's kind of my
– I love that.
That's kind of the feeling I'm getting, and then get a guy in the draft.
Yeah. Also speaking of franchise tag, the number 3 player on this list, Josh Allen, the edge from, not the quarterback, the edge from the Jags, also franchise tagged by the Jaguars. That seems like one where they might actually be working towards a long-term deal.
Yeah, that one's getting done. I think, that one's Ravens, just a matter of time.
Ravens re-signed Justin Matabike for 4 years, just under $100 million. Top available player, according to this, Daniel Hunter. the Edge from the Vikings.
Oh, Danielle. Yeah, the Vikings guy.
Who I always want to call Danielle or Daniil.
Oh, it's Daniil, isn't it?
It is Daniil. Okay. All right. I thought I was wrong about that. But, yeah, he's 29-year-old edge rusher who's still pretty good. That could be a get for someone.
Yeah, I could see that being like a team that's got maybe some Super Bowl aspirations, a young quarterback on the roster. I could see maybe that being a guy the Bears go after, potentially.
The Bears are making a lot of waves because the next player, Snead was 6, then 7 is Jalen Johnson, who's a very good corner, still only 24 years old, and the Bears give him 4 years, $76 million. That feels like a pretty good deal to me. You're getting – that's like 25 to 28, you know, like the prime of a guy's career.
Yeah.
They also got
for him.
They also got Swift up there.
They did. Swift because – let's bounce around – they got Swift because Philly does not need Swift anymore. I feel like this is one of the biggest stories so far.
Yeah.
The Eagles signed Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. That's pretty sick.
I mean,
switching sides. And Tiki Barber is none too happy about it.
Yeah, Tiki Barber's pissed. Huh? What do you say? He's dead to me?
You're dead to me. You're dead to us. And it's like, and he's like, man, Tiki, you've been talking shit since I got here. Eat a dick, bro. I'm happy that Saquon came back at him.
Yeah, he did. What exactly did he say? I saw that he came back.
You've been a hater since I got to New York, and all the dead to me talk, don't smile in my face when you see me.
Yeah,
nice.
Dead to me.
Oh, man.
I think Saquon could beat Tiki's ass.
Oh, yeah.
That Saquon revenge game is going to be something else, man.
You get two people out of it.
People are going to be hammering the Saquon overs that week.
I'll be excited to see it. Running backs getting paid today. They must not like the running back draft class. Is Josh Jacobs got a lot of money from the Packers?
Packers made some moves today.
Wait, I didn't see the Packers got Josh Jacobs, huh?
Oh yeah, Packers did some work today. They got a lot of good players.
They got Xavier McKinney, right?
Yeah, they got Xavier McKinney. They're doing some work over there, man. They're like. The Packers are trying to make a run for it, Nick. I think they got excited this past year, and they should be.
Yeah,
Jordan Love is definitely a franchise quarterback. Getting a good running back like that, is Aaron Jones still going to stay, or is he going to go somewhere?
He's gone. They released him. They released him.
Oh, they released him. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty banged up this year.
He's on the way down. Jacobs was like the top running back 2 years ago, and. Was he bad this year, or were the Raiders just that bad? I don't know.
No, he's actually pretty good.
He was pretty good. Yeah. Even on the Raiders' ass roster. The Raiders were ass all year. Ass cheeks!
Yeah, fuck them. yeah, but he signed a... Josh Jacobs signed a big deal. I think he got like $48 million.
Whoa, good for
him. 4 years, 48? That's a lot. That's a lot of money.
For an older running back.
Yeah, well, 26, but yeah, that's old in running back years.
But the Giants, they lost Saquon, but they made a great move. They trade a second and a fifth, I think, to get Brian Burns and sign him to a 5-year, $150 million deal. I mean, this is good for the Giants, but mostly just like, what is Carolina doing, man?
It's shameful. It's shameful.
I don't understand. They shouldn't even, like, because it feels like the Carolina owner is competing to be the worst owner in football behind that dude who owns the Jags, who wants to move the team to London.
Shad Khan.
And the Davis family. Although the Raiders picked up Christian Wilkins, I guess.
That's probably the best move of the day, honestly. I hate that move just because it's a really good player and a good fit for them. He and Max Crosby are going to be nasty together.
Oh, yeah, God, that's crazy.
If the Chiefs weren't able to work out a deal with Chris Jones, he probably would have gone to the Raiders, and the Chiefs would have gotten Christian Wilkins. I'm happy the way things worked out, but I don't like seeing that guy
suit like
up in silver and black.
The Dolphins.
We never retreat. We always attack.
It seems like the Dolphins. So they got Teron Armstead to take a pay cut, which is a big coup. But they're having to let a lot of guys go, right? Because Wilkins is gone.
We're having a lot of money problems at the moment, man.
Yeah. Robert Hunt signed a deal. He's a pretty good guard, and he signed a big deal with – oh, the Panthers got him, so that's a good pickup for them.
We couldn't fucking afford to keep him, man. We're sorry. We're just running out of cash right now. We've got child support payments and shit. I imagine, living down here in Miami.
The Dolphins – yeah, the Dolphins, like 20% of their payroll just goes to cocaine in Miami.
Noah Brown back to the – back to the Texans, breaking news.
Oh, is that breaking news?
Nice. Oh, that's a good. I didn't know he was available. He was a good player before he got hurt.
Yeah, they had Tank Dell and Nico Collins were balling, and then when they both got banged up, Noah Brown stepped in and was balling. Was Noah Brown in Dallas before that too?
Yeah, he was in Dallas.
And didn't he have like some crazy catch last year in Dallas, or like game-winning catch or something? I feel like.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Wait, so I got some questions. I know I'm jumping around. I know you had a very strict plan, Greg.
No,
I got
I'm
questions about both of y'all's teams. Why did the Chiefs release Marquez Valdes-Scantling? And why are the Steelers? What are the Steelers going to do? Who's going to be the third string quarterback in Pittsburgh?
Ooh.
Well, go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, the Chiefs freed up a lot of salary cap space with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. I think they freed up like $11, $12 million. And, you know, he had a couple of good moments in the playoffs, but his regular season was really, really bad. So he wasn't worth keeping around. So I think they'll try to get younger at receiver in the draft and then maybe sign somebody who's maybe would take that same kind of MVS money, but hopefully he'll be a little bit more productive. But yeah, I'm dying to talk some Russell Wilson.
Yeah, let's get into it. So the Steelers, Trubisky gone. Trubisky is going to go back up quarterback Josh Allen in Buffalo.
Going back to that well.
Yeah. The Steelers signed Russell Wilson, who a couple years ago was traded for a lot to Denver, struggled, was much better this year, but then got benched. For who? Stidham? Who was the guy on the Broncos that came in at the end of the year?
Jared Stidham.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Stidham?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
So, rough. But didn't have that bad a year. Old and small. But the nice thing for Pittsburgh is he signed for the league minimum because per his release agreement with Denver, like whatever he signed for, I think was just going to. So it's really, you're set up to fail when you're Denver and you've got this guy. Because it's like, he's going to make basically the same amount of money no matter what.
He can't make any more. Like he has to make. Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever he makes less than what you owe him, you have to pay him. So it's like $1.21 million veteran minimum. And the other like $38 million comes from Denver. So
Denver's paying his whole salary.
As a Steelers fan, I'm pretty pumped about it. Like, I think all roads still lead to like 9-8, 10-7, 7-6-8. But like, I think I'm ready to move on from Kenny. And like Russ, It'd be cheap even for a backup, but if he winds up being an okay starter, which is what he was last year, $1.2 million is a steal.
So, yeah, the hope is, like, Russ recaptures something, like a motivated, humbled Russell Wilson recaptures a little bit of that 2018, 2019 spark, where he was, like, truly one of the best quarterbacks on football, playing at a real high level.
I also think what they're trying to do is, James Mastriani pointed this out, recreate this, like, Titans Arthur Smith offense where you've got two very solid running backs.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, they were good. But, like, play action. Like, Arthur Smith's thing is play action. Russ's thing is play action. They've got solid running backs. Like, that's the theory. Now, is he going to drive George Pickens out of his mind and he'll be demand? We should do an over-under on what week George Pickens demands a trade.
It seems like a beautiful marriage, Russell Wilson and George Pickens. Like,
Mitch Trubisky just being there.
I did see someone post the meme, the True Detective clip. They were like, Mike Tomlin to Russell Wilson after the first day of practice, and it's like the Woody Harrelson, like, I want you to stop saying odd shit. And I was like, yeah, that's probably going to be the dynamic there.
What, yeah. Where's homeboy?
Mason Trump. Rudolph?
Yeah.
All right, but before we move on, though, can we talk about Nick Bosa?
Joe Shiesty. Let me tell you something, Joe Shiesty. You're dead to me. You're dead to us, the New York Giants. No, I'm just playing. that don't make you dead to me, but it was just we had to talk about this in the group chat today, Ryan. I don't know if you saw, but we were talking about both of those guys being giddy to take the picture with Trump. And listen, we expected nothing less from Nick Bosa.
Nick Bosa did not disappoint.
I'm surprised Nick Bosa didn't grab his nutsack and cradle it. But Joey being like happy about it, listen, I'm just saying this from I said this in the group chat. From my perspective, here's what Carl Tart would do if he ran into Big DT. I'm snapping a flick with the man. You gotta get a picture with Donald Trump, but I'm gonna be mad in the picture.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that. Man, this motherfucker. But I'm gonna be in the picture.
Yeah.
But what would you do if you at this fight and you're talking to Joe Burrow and Nick Bosa, and you know we're football fans. And you're like, this is tight. Like when I imagine this. I'll tell you a night that happened to me. I've shown you guys these pictures, but I'm standing talking to Anthony Rizzo, Aaron Judge, and Travis Kelce.
Woo.
Like we're all sitting there having a conversation. And they're like, you guys want to grab a pic? Of course. And then Donald Trump walks up and is like, I want to be in it too. And then imagine that.
I want to be in it too. But wait, he's not don't do anything. I want to be in it too.
Yeah, but he's not kicking me out of the picture. He's just saying I want to join. Hey, y'all ain't finna have this moment without me. And Sherm is my favorite character on Grave Crew. I'm getting a pick with Donald Trump. I mean, come on,
Donald
man.
Trump doesn't know who Aaron Judge is, but he wants the pick with Sherm.
Yeah.
I got enough judges in my life. We don't like judges. Yeah. Judges are causing me problems.
But I don't have enough Sherm. We love smoking Sherm.
We love to smoke Sherm. You dip it. A lot of people are dipping it.
Dip it in the formaldehyde. What you doing though? Ryan? You standing? You just met Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Y'all at a mixer, and they're like, "Man, we like thanks for being a fan. Like, okay, let's get a pick." And then Donald Trump is like, "I want in."
I mean, honestly, I'd be kind of bummed that he'd be ruining my picture with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
And he doesn't join the side. He comes in the middle, so you can't crop him out.
Yeah. I do think, like, instinctually, I honestly think instinctually, I'd be like, I want this.
Let me get one.
No, all right, let me get one with them.
Yeah.
Can we get a clean one and then we can have one with Donald?
I think, and honestly, I do think I would relish the opportunity to, like, yeah, do a picture with him, but like as the camera's snapping, like do a middle finger or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess he had to.
You got to get a picture with Donald Trump. I just feel like Joe Shiesty didn't act mad enough. Like, we knew Nick was going to be crying on the inside. Right? Yeah. Or on the outside.
I don't think he was not acting mad enough. He seemed kind of pleased to be getting a picture with Donald Trump. He was like kind of dapping him up a little bit.
My buddy took his 2-year-old to Disney and she cried when she met Minnie Mouse over the weekend. That's basically what Nick Bosa looked like.
Yeah.
That's basically how he was, like, so excited. But yeah, Joe Burrow wasn't far behind in it.
Yeah.
We might
What you thinking?
I'm gonna try and get a clean one. Who is it for me? It's like Ronald Acuna, Kawhi, and and Troy Polamalu. I mean, if the only way I can get a picture with them is that Trump is in
Nines
there,
Ward.
Yeah. Oh shit. Yeah, I gotta do it, man. I gotta do it.
Troy Polamalu and I have similar hair.
Do you, sir?
Both take care of our hair.
We have
Trump is like trying to check Ronald Acuna's visa. I'm like, you get it.
Palamalu! We love Troy Palamalu.
Wait, do it again. Let's get a clean one. I stepped on that. Let's get a clean one of you saying Palamalu is Trump.
Palamalu! We love Troy Palamalu.
We love his hair.
Palamalu!
Wasn't Troy Palamalu on The Apprentice? Was he not?
A celebrity
Apprentice?
Wait, holy shit. He might have been.
Am I tripping? I could be tripping.
I think you might be tripping.
Oh, okay.
That was the era of football players were all over Dancing with the Stars for a while.
You know who I'm thinking about? Omarosa. I get those two mixed up all the time.
Remember when Omarosa perfectly timed the snap and jumped right over the center and sacked the quarterback?
Football players on Celebrity Apprentice. Let's see who was on that show.
Yeah, I'm looking through.
Ricky Williams, Eric Dickerson.
Herschel Walker,
of course.
Oh, boy. Oh, it'll be a fly on the wall. Oh, I guess that's the point of the show.
Well, I mean, listen. I think one thing we have to understand when it comes to stuff like this, this is me shooting Joe Burrow so much bail.
Yeah.
But I think we have to remember that we are coastal elites and certain people don't take it as such an offense. Like I think you're able to not vote for him, but also still be like, it's fucking Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Like, cause they don't, like Joe Burrow, I feel like doesn't have to care about politics. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Nick Bosa. I mean, the fact that Nick Bosa and Joey Burrow are kicking it is scarier to me.
Honestly, more damning to choose to kick it with Nick Bosa than to spontaneously meet and take a picture with Trump. Like, you choose to kick it with Bosa, that's a decision.
Yeah.
I was watching the Chiefs Super Bowl mic'd up. Like the NFL films, and they had Nick Bosa mic'd up, and his personality is not what you would expect it to be. He's very much like, hey, dude. He's like his vibe's kind of more Waylon McQueen than you would.
Someone we also got to have on for Dolphins Week.
Yeah.
We just have Waylon and Chuck Mockler on for Dolphins Week.
Oh, all right. To keep going on these, Antoine Winfield Jr. tag, T. Higgins tag, Wilkins. So the Bucs not only re-signed Baker, they re-signed Mike Evans.
That was surprising to me. I thought he was going to the Panthers.
Yes, I don't know about giving a 30-year-old wide. I feel like Keenan Allen's last couple of years have gotten a bunch of older wideouts paid more than they would have otherwise. Like,
I didn't want the Chiefs to get him. I didn't like the idea of it. I thought too much money
getting up there in years, I was not on board. His list of the things he wanted was so crazy. Mike Evans is what he wants from his new team is he wants to play with an elite quarterback. He wants to be paid as a top wide receiver. He wants Super Bowl, a team that's got true Super Bowl aspirations. Like, okay, great, man. It sounds like you want everything in the world.
Yeah, he didn't get any of those things, I would argue. I don't think I like Baker. He's not an elite quarterback. I think the Bucs are fine. They're not a Super Bowl contender. He's getting $26 million a year, which is nothing to sneeze at, but it's not exactly top wide receiver money.
I think that's, I think he was looking through for like $25 to $28 million a year. So, yeah, not quite that Tyreek Hill $29-30.
Someone you did maybe want on the Chiefs, Michael Pittman.
Yeah.
He's going to stay with the Colts. He got 3 years, 71.
Yeah.
That was the best deal for him, huh? Nobody else wanted to offer him any money.
Was he restricted, maybe?
No. I think he was franchise tagged, possibly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it's good. It's great for Anthony Richardson that he'll still have his guy there when he comes back, hopefully healthy next year. The 17th player on CBS's tracker and the second highest rated still available player, Ryan. I would like to see this man in Kansas City, Calvin Ridley. Do you think he played himself?
I am on board.
Played himself negatively, played himself into an affordable price tag for them because he looked good at the start of the year, not so much down the stretch, but neither did the entire Jags offense. It shocked me. Calvin Ridley is 29.
A little older than you would expect.
It feels like he only had like a couple years that he had to sit out, but I still would have guessed him at like 27.
Can't believe he's an Alabama guy, right?
He is an Alabama guy.
Who is his quarterback? Was he an A.J. McCarron player?
Might have been, because he's probably a little too old for Mac, so maybe he was McCarron or who's that guy they had in between?
Tua Tagovailoa.
He's a 2018 draft pick. That is, that's not that long ago.
He must have just been a little old coming out of college.
We're looking at some of the other, that's Saquon's draft class. That's who are the other wide receivers from that class? DJ Moore. I don't think you think of DJ Moore as being that old.
Yeah, crazy.
Go back. I think we ran past some of those names earlier. Let's go back to the top of that list there, Greg.
Kirk Cousins. Stop me when you want to talk.
We can talk Kirk Cousins for a second, just because he's getting a shit ton of money and he's coming off an Achilles tear. But that division is up for grabs. And, on paper, that the talent that he's got there is a lot to work, conceivably a lot to work with. But, man, oh, man, is that a lot of money for a 35-year-old coming off a serious injury? And an injury that did not happen, in training camp. It happened well into the season.
Yeah.
Do they have Super Bowl aspirations?
I think that if you get Kirk Cousins, you have losing in the first round aspirations, right? I mean, doesn't he only have one? He's going to have like $400 million. Like if this doesn't work out, he'll have $400 million in one playoff win.
Crazy.
Bonkers. Crazy.
He must be like good in the sack or something.
That's what Arthur Blank said. This guy can fuck.
He just fucked his way to the top.
Yeah.
That should be the new stare that whenever a guy gets like an unusually big deal, that's what we should all say. Like we should look back at that NBA offseason like 10 years ago and be like, Timothy Mozgov's probably just good at giving head.
I heard he sucks amazing dick.
Davis Bertans could suck a golf ball through a hose.
They call him the Oric.
Jared Dyson. There's something with Jared Dyson here. I can't.
Wait, Gerard, the Royals player?
Yes. I was confusing him with the football player Kevin Dyson. But yes, Gerard Dyson, the stolen base specialist of the Royals World Series.
The 2015 Royals.
Yep, that's what I was doing. What a pull.
I'm going to watch baseball as intently as as intently as you this year, Gallant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Gerard,
I say that I say that every year, and yet I fall off.
Well, the games are shorter now, so it's more fun.
They are shorter. They are easier. I know it's gonna be. I know it's gonna be hard to get to Dodger games because the tickets prices are ridiculous.
Mookie, Freddie, and Shohei is a hell of a 1-2-3.
Opening day nosebleeds are 400.
Woo.
So you can kiss my ass. If you think I'm going to sit at the very top of Dodger Stadium on a, you know, it's going to be 85 degrees on March 28th. Like, it ain't going to be nice out.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot as hell. I'm going to cook up there. You're going to really be smelling Casey Masterpiece.
Somehow I was able to afford when I was like 23. I went to opening day Kershaw versus Lincecum in like 2011, and we got tickets for like $60 in the just left field. So not even nosebleeds, but it's gotten crazy. All right, Josh Allen, Justin Matabike, Legarius Sneed, Jalen Johnson, Brian Burns, Antoine Winfield Jr.
Oh, we kind of glossed. Brian Burns, real quick. So yeah, we kind of glossed over a little bit. Of course, the Panthers received for Brian Burns a second round and a fifth round pick in this year's draft class. And they famously, 2 years ago, turned down two first round picks and a second round pick for Brian Burns from the Los Angeles Rams. And so today is a real, real embarrassing day for the Carolina Panthers organization. And they've had a lot of those lately. It's a real ugly time to be a Carolina Panther fan.
Oh, but they got Devin Singletary. Uh-oh.
I take everything I just said back.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just like a group of guys that's like Singletary, Montgomery, Sanders, Swift that are all just kind of swirling around the same four or five teams.
Yeah.
David Montgomery just be and Devin Singletary.
I can never get those two right. Devin Singletary was with the Texans this year, right?
Yeah, he did good when Damon Pierce went down. He did good.
He did great. I feel like he had a great playoff game too, even though they got thumped. But
and then Montgomery went to the Bills.
Montgomery last year was in Detroit.
Right. Yeah he was the. He was actually technically the starting running back over Gibbs.
Yeah. And I don't know if he's moved yet this offseason. I don't think so, because I think they gave him like a 3-year deal. The thing that the Steelers had happen that stings like this Panthers thing is Kevin Dotson. We like flat up released him.
Dotson! We got Dotson over here. Jurassic Park.
Straight it. Oh, okay. I thought you were back as Trump again.
Nah.
He had a good rest of the year for the Rams. They just gave him 3 years, $48 million. So a guy who's right now good enough to command 3 years, $48 million. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the hero of my fantasy season. Nico's here. He told me to pick Brandon Ayuk. Thanks, Nico. Dotson. We just gave him up, and now he's like a quality starter getting $16 million a year. That's tough to swallow.
Oh, with the Rams, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good little diamond in the rough they found.
They did lose Taylor Rapp. They lost him. The Bills signed Taylor Rapp because they had to cut both their safeties for cash reasons, Poyer and Hyde. But Taylor Rapp, I feel like, is a good little safety replacement.
We've got breaking news coming in. We've got breaking news coming in to the Foosballs news desk. The Bengals are releasing running back Joe Mixon.
Whoa.
Wow.
According to Foosball sources.
Are they going to finally act like it's because of off-field stuff?
We've just gotten video. And the Bengals are signing Zach Moss, Colts running back Zach Moss.
Wow. Also, we have to say we haven't talked about Austin Eckler yet.
He is now a Washington commander. He is going to drain the swamp.
He looked bad at the end of last year.
He wasn't trying to play. He didn't want to play no more.
That's true, but he looked slow. I mean, he looked slow.
He was being a bitch.
Now, they lost the so this is the running back carousel, is that Eckler goes to Washington. Antonio Gibson is out in Washington and in New England, right?
Yeah.
The two curious ones for me was, why is Washington spending on Eckler, and why are the Tennessee Titans spending on Tony Pollard?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that one either.
Let's talk about that for a second.
They're getting rid of Derrick Henry, I'm assuming.
He's gone.
He's already gone. Right? He's not picked up yet.
He's not picked up, but I've seen that they're not interested in bringing him back, and it sounds like he's going to maybe go to the Ravens.
Ooh, let's go.
Be pretty fun.
Tell you what, man. I think obviously he's old, but God, I don't want to see him on the Ravens. Because, you know, every time the Ravens play the Steelers, it has to be all about how hard-hitting and hard-hitting rivalry. And it's like, Derrick Henry is going to destroy our absent middle linebacking.
He's going to look cool. He's going to look cool as fuck in a Ravens uniform.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he should have been a Raven his entire life. I'll always remember him as a Baltimore Raven, even if he never plays for them.
A Raven, a Falcon, a Saint. a Detroit Lion.
Gabe Davis went to the Jags
for a lot of money too.
What are they
gave
Jags
that?
Doing?
They gave that man a ton of money.
He could suck a watermelon through a straw.
He must be fucking and sucking everyone there.
But the Jags have got, because remember when the Jags hired Christian Kirk and everyone clowned them, and then Christian Kirk wound up being pretty good for him. Like, who knows? Maybe they see something we don't.
Who's that receiver? Who's the receiver that played for the Steelers and the Bears that everybody hates?
Chase Claypool?
Yeah, where's he at?
He's with Miami now.
Shanghai Sharks? Oh, is he on the
Yeah, the Dolphins. The Dolphins turned around and traded for him.
Right. But he didn't actually play. The Dolphins got Jonnu Smith, too. They finally are going to try and have a tight end. I mean, look, it's clear what they're doing, because Jonnu Smith is really fast, right? Is it just them trying to be even faster at every position?
Pretty much. I think so.
I mean, I say commit to it.
Mike McDaniels kind of made that scheme built around speed.
Speed.
Because Waddle is fast. Of course, Tyreek.
Sure, later in the year, we'll start to talk about the fantasy ramifications of all this. But that might be one that's on my watch list, is like waiting to get a tight end and taking a flyer on Jonnu Smith. Who knows?
Could someone you maybe circle, take a flyer on later rounds?
What else we got here? Bears signed Kevin Byard. I never know how to say that. Byard from the Titans. Pretty good.
The safety that the Eagles released?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, he had his heyday with the Titans. Oh, Carl, here's one for you. Good for the Saints, I think, which is that Carlton Davis has been taken out of that division. Carlton Davis is the one who was always fighting with Michael Thomas, right?
Yeah.
Carlton Davis is now a Lion. I like that for them.
We didn't do shit today. We just signed DeMario Davis.
Yeah.
And we released Michael Thomas, I think.
Michael Thomas is done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad, man.
Is DeMario Davis like, because I saw some talk about, it's like, oh, great, he'll be able to retire a Saint. And is he the sort of player where you're like, that dude needs to retire a Saint? You know what I mean?
No, because he hasn't played for us for that long. But he is good on our team. He's like the lifeblood of the team, you know.
Gotcha.
He's played for us since 2018, I guess. He's right before COVID pickup. So it's like a weird.
Right.
He's good as hell, though. He's a very good lifeblood of the team. He's from Brandon, Mississippi, so he probably grew up a Saints fan.
Nice.
We're
also very close in age. He is a week younger than me.
Shit.
Yeah.
There's an alternate universe where you're a linebacker and he's here doing this podcast with us right now.
And he's just constantly talking about Jesus. We are the same height. However, when I saw him in person, I went, oh, shit. That dude is lean. He does not look like that on television. And it makes you go like, oh, man, you got to have a perfect diet out here. Like, because we're the same height, but he was like so slick, sleek.
Keep talking about his physique. Slick.
He was so
oiled up.
He was oiled up.
Let's just say if you could have gotten him in the back room, you would have given him 5 years, $150 million.
Oh, my gosh. He would hate that joke. He probably listens to this.
DeMario, if you're listening, send us an email.
Punches his car console.
All right. The last couple to wrap it up, let's see. Titans signed Lloyd Cushenberry, who was someone I really wanted for the Steelers. Quality inside offense, interior offensive line.
Center.
Seahawks re-signed Leonard Williams, but lose linebacker Jordan Brooks to the Dolphins. The Dolphins, a lot of moving pieces on the Dolphins. I can't tell if they came out net positive or net negative. I feel like negative, mostly negative. Because of Christian Wilkins.
Wilkins and Jalen Ramsey's gone.
Where's Jalen Ramsey going?
I think they just released him. I don't know if he's...
Wow, these players getting released.
Right? I might have just made that up.
There are a lot of star players, older star players who are available.
I'm wrong. Okay. Jalen Ramsey, they reworked his contract.
Oh, okay.
But Tyron Smith is still out there. Stephon Gilmore, Jadeveon Clowney. So I'm saying a lot of older names are out there, but also some guys to keep an eye on, and they might be signed by the
Chase
time
Young.
This airs. Chase Young, Patrick Queen. There's a kind of lesser talked about safety from the Commanders named Cameron Curl, who's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Jonah Williams is out there. Like you said, Hollywood Brown. Oh, added to the list of old names, Levante David and Kevin Zeitler. The one I would love for the Steelers to get is Willie Gay Jr. I wanted to
ask him. He's a blast to have.
Mississippi State boy. Yeah.
Yeah. You would.
Mississippi State, right?
Yeah, he's great. He's so much fun to have on your team.
We just mentioned Zach Moss. We said he was going to the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That just popped up on my phone.
I think a contender could do something with Curtis Samuel if he can stay healthy. He's a really useful
player
to have.
He's also someone that the Chiefs are apparently talking a lot about. Apparently they're looking very hard at him, Darnell Mooney, and Hollywood Brown.
I would rank him Brown. Because I would rank him. I hope you're watching this at home. Brown. Curtis Samuel. And then way Darnell out of Mooney. Frame, under my couch, Darnell Mooney.
It's kind of
no
where
offense,
I have him, too.
Dog.
You don't think Darnell Mooney's good?
No, I don't.
Greg hates Darnell Mooney.
I don't know, man.
That's so weird. I think with Patrick Mahomes, he would be very good. And I don't like the idea of him going there.
A lot of people would be better with Patrick Mahomes than Justin. But even like when Fields was playing well, Mooney wasn't doing – like even the days where it's like, hey, Cole Kmet doing work out there and Mooney's still doing nothing.
The Chiefs have lost a key player in their organization. Tommy Townsend, the punter, is now a Houston Texan. That leaves us with the punt god, Matt Araiza.
He found an even more problematic punter.
Yeah. We're like, this. We got to get Tyreek's gone. We got to check a little. We got to get a little spice in here.
But I will say, though, when it happened, those clips of Matt Araiza's biggest punts were going around again, and it is crazy. He's just like hitting like 80-yard punts. He's nuts.
He's going to be a superstar.
Yeah. Shanghai Sharks with Chase Claypool.
Jeez,
all right. Well, we had a great, what was it, Nipple Day?
It's shorter than Captain O'Hara Day.
Yeah, shorter than Captain O'Hara. Shorter than Catherine O'Hara Day. I think we did it, fellas.
We nailed
we'll be
it.
Back. We're going to start recapping all the teams, checking in with some fans again, and probably recapping some more news, hopefully, that the Steelers have signed Willie Gay, Calvin Ridley.
And the Chiefs have gotten a first-round pick for Legarius Sneed.
Yeah.
The Saints have traded Derek Carr for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Straight up.
Who says no?
The Chiefs are trying to unload a little bit of money, not too much. He only makes a little more than Derek Carr.
That's sad. Oh, that's sad.
All righty.
Bye, y'all.
Talk to you.
Later, guys.
Bye, y'all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.